Morning, everybody. Welcome back. I thought a good topic for this week would be. Well, first, let me actually. Okay, how many here is kind of that or older? Everyone, right? Okay. So let me take a or older. Okay. So let me take a poll. So I think throughout the course of Elul's Month, there's like a certain list of items that most Shana Aleph people start to procure, right? So I think, in my opinion, this is at least what happened when I was here, and you'll see where I'm going with this. It's not just stick. So I think when I was here, it started with Kalas. Is that still the minhag? You know, most guys, they come, then they start getting, and within like a week or two, they start either getting tchilas or why they shouldn't get tchilas, or justifying why they're not good. Because they went to this, or right, whatever it is, you know. But there's some sort of tzitzis upgrade or tzitzis justification within the first few weeks. Then I think after that, so within like the third week, it starts with Shana Aleph, I would say, yeah. The fourth week maybe, it starts with the kippa switching. And again, it's either a sarugi with a stripe, a black sarugi, or I still identify as a velvi, so I'm gonna wear that. Oh, because I went to Heichal or NTA, whatever it is. I went to the yeshiva, so I'm still really want to identify as that, but I'm more complicated, so I'm gonna wear the in-between kippa, right? So I think that's the next stage. So then after that, so you have the kippa, so now you need a sefer to put it all together, or a set of svarim. So I have to ask you, what's like the, besides the Gemara, the Rambam, right, the things you need for Siddharim, what's like, I want to see if this is correct. If I had to ask you, what do you think is the most common first safer set that Shana Aleph kids are buying? Close? Yeah. Rashi, which kind? The art scroll, small, right, exactly. Yeah. Small. Some sort of Rashi art scroll, the blue ones if you're like really popular, or the brown ones. Yeah, so the mini art scroll Rashi is probably most commonly sold in the first month of Shana Aleph in Israel. That's 100%. That's still a time in your career in Israel. We still have no idea how much. So you're like, oh, 400 shekels, probably like $10. So you have no idea. Yeah, no, it's true, by the way. And sometimes it's the opposite. Guys are like, oh, 100 shekels is like $20. And you're like, 100 shekels? Are you crazy? But anyway, so, yeah, so this 18 shekel cookie place. I went last week after the Chabura. I was like, I gotta get some breakfast. There was a place there that I used to get breakfast, so I went. They're like 18 seconds that I can't do that. That's crazy. Anyway, so I'm cold all anymore. Okay. So because of that, because it's so prevalent, as you know, we're starting the year, and also maybe I thought there was really more time to talk guys here today. You know, but, because of that, I think it's important just at the beginning of the year, especially as we approach the Yom Noraim, which conclude with Simchas Torah, so it's important to talk about Tanai Mikra. And I think this is also a great topic to kind of show how Halacha and Lamdas could really give us a perspective on what we're doing, and more than that, on how, like, you know, methodology in reading Gemara and Rishonim really helps us get to a place of lamdas, even just a quote from Shannon yesterday. He said the best lamdas is not just the hakira that someone, you know, sat in a room. You're like, ooh, is it this or this? It's really, you read the Gemara, and when you read the Gemara, you see within the Gemara there's like this question and a tension, and because of that tension, we've shown him are taking different approaches, and from those different approaches, you're seeing these different visions of what we're talking about. So that sounds very abstract, but just in a second, you'll see what I mean. So I want to talk about the Gemara, which mentions the source for Shnai Mikra. So thank you to Rav Targan for sponsoring this amazing mini shas today. So the Gemara in Brachos and Chasim Aleph says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Ami. So la'olam, which is just an interesting lashon, not like Yischayev or mitzvah. La'olam, yashlam adam parshi osav im hatzibor. A person should finish the parsha with the tzibor. Shnai mikra ve'efat targum. And then it says even Vafil Atos V'divan, these words that don't really have a targum, maybe Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, what that means. Shekol Amashon Parshios V'Yimat Tzibor. If you finish the parsha with the Tzibor, Ma'arichon Lo Yamav U'Shnosav, you'll have a long life. So there are a lot of questions you could ask on this. So there's like the classic halachic questions: is this Deraisa? Is this Derabanan? What's the level of Chiyuv? But I think there's a more fundamental question that really comes from this Gemara. Does anyone have any thoughts? What could be the... It's a question maybe you wouldn't think about at first, but once you ask it, it's belate, as you say. It really sticks out. Yeah. Okay, right, so that's a good question. Why Arichos Yamim, right? Especially if you only know there's very few mitzvahs that have Arichos Yamim, it's Luach HaKin and Kibbutz Avein, so why all of a sudden we're talking about that here? That's definitely a good question. Anything else? You know, it's like, you should Yashlim Adam Parshi Osav Im HaTzibor. What's the... Yeah, so what's the Im HaTzibor? But what's the Yashlim, right? So we're going to talk about that. But then also, I think the question is, it's totally redundant. Not the phrase, the halakha itself, the concept. If it would have said, okay, you're chayav to read chumash. Okay, fine. It's a la'olam yashlim adam parshios of im hatzibur. So it's definitely equating this with kriyas haTorah. You're supposed to do kriyas haTorah with the tzibur. Shnai mikavecha paru. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. So are we supposed to have two kriyas haTorahs? It's a totally redundant din. How are we supposed to look at Shnai Mikra, what exactly is it? We do it all the time, but do we really think about this source seems to say we're just doing another Kriyas HaTorah, so why would you need two Kriyas HaTorahs? What's the difference? And I think that question is what all the Rishonim want to put to the because they try to understand this Gemara and give different reasons for Shnai Mikra, the Efa Targum, that differentiate it from Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what I'm going to show you guys today, and we'll come out hopefully with a really nice conclusion. So what is the purpose of Shnai Mikra? So I think before we get into some more classic ideas, the most extreme example, I'll just quote it here, it's easier to find. The most extreme example is the Ra'avan quoted by the Hagos Maimonios. So he says that really the purpose of Shnai Mikra is you don't have to do Shnai Mikra. When you don't go to shul. When you don't go to shul, when you're missing the Kriyas HaTorah with the Tzibor, so then you're chayv to do Shnai Mikra by yourself. That's what he says. I'll just read it inside. So, let's say, the B'yachid, Hadar, B'krach, Be'im Yud, Likros, right? You're in a place, let's say there's no minion, right? But for example, you have COVID. So a lot of poskim were quoting this Ravan during COVID. So you can't go to a minion. Let me just read that again. That's what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about a case, not every week, la'olam yashlim, not every parsha. It means that if you can't find a minion that week, you should do Shnai Mikra. Tzarech l'chavin hashal shatzibor korim b'beis haKnesses, v'yikra gam hu b'yachid b'ez mikra k'neged b'ez shekorim b'beis haKnesses. The Echa Targum Keneged Hamitargim. So he basically says, this is the most extreme example where you see, he was so bothered by this question, clearly, saying, what's the difference between the Kriyas HaTorah and Shul and the Shnai Mikra? There is no difference. It's actually meant to supplement when you can't have a Kriyas HaTorah. So that's the, I think, the extreme opinion of the Ra'avan. Yeah.
That
Oh, okay, wow, I never thought of that. Amazing ha'ara, right? So maybe yashlim is like tashlumin, right? If you can't, wow, that's a beautiful ha'ara. If you can't make the kriyas ha'torah of the tzibur, so maybe you have to do like a tashlumin at home. And that's I think, wow, very medieval. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good hara also.
Yeah,
I think that's very good. Okay, so good haras. So, Okay, so that's, I think, the most extreme example where you see, you know, the Rishonim dealing with this idea. However, I think if you look in the Rambam, he vociferously disagrees with this, like very explicitly. So the Rambam starts off, I think he had the Ravan in mind, in even though you hear Kriyas HaTorah, you go to Shul, he's directly disagreeing with the Ravan. He's saying, even though, yes, the Ravan has that idea, but he's not correct. Even though you're going to hear Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, you still have to do Shnayim Mikra, Bechol Shavua V'Shavua, Seder Shal Oso Shabbos, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, etc., etc. So the Rambam, I think, is totally disagreeing with the Ravan. So we have this, you know, right now we have these different extremes. Number one is the Ravan saying it's meant to replace the Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, and then you have the Rambam saying, even though you're going to do Kriyas HaTorah with the Tzibur, you have to do Shnayim Mikra. So now we have to ask, again, the question is, so according to that group, why isn't Shnayim Mikra totally redundant? In the Ravan, it sounds like for that it sounds like to him, that this is probably why most Rishonim don't agree. It sounds like from the Gemara, I think that's just apparently you could ask from Ravan. From the Gemara, it sounds like the Olam Yashlim sounds like this is like a curriculum, it's something you're supposed to be doing before you know what, you know, circumstances you're going to find yourself in on Shabbos. Whereas the Ravan says, oh, it's like, Hader b'krach she'in lo yud likros b'torah. If you are in a place where there's not a minyan, it sounds like maybe you travel somewhere and you didn't know there was not going to be a minyan. So now on that Shabbos, you have to do a minyan.
Why are you doing
this?
Why are you doing
in the Ravan? No, so he says, why do you have to do, so he says, biyachid beis mikra keneged beis shekom beis akneset. So I could be talking, I wasn't sure about this either. I could be talking about like the two people who go up to the Torah. It could be he's talking about, you know, on Shabbos you have the Mincha and the Shacharis. So I'm not sure, but that's what he's saying. It's Beis Shikon Beis HaKnesses. I'm sure there are different ways to understand that. The Echa Targum connected to Targum. He says the Targum also. So that's why you need the Targum. Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. I guess the answer would be, even though you're not getting a minyan, oh, look at you, you're such a tzaddik, you're sitting on your couch doing this thing, but I agree with you, I think it sounds like, from the Ravan, it sounds like, oh, this is b'di'eved, but from the Gemara, it sounds like this is very l'chatchila. He's saying, you're only doing this on Shabbos, commemorate Shabbos. But the Gemara makes sound like, no, this is something you're doing maybe throughout the week to get some sort of, exactly like the concept, some sort of reward. So I agree with you. But it's that the reason, so anytime someone is Rabbeinu just said this also this week in here. He said anytime someone is going against the Pesach Shad or something, they didn't just, you know, think of it, oh, I want to be iconoclastic today. I want to go against the basic idea that everyone else had because I love being unique. They did it because there was some tension that you know, what is this saying? It can't be Pesach Shad. So again, he's saying, how could there be another Kriyas HaTorah? There's only one Kriyas HaTorah. So he said, you know what? Yeah, it's a little lagged after. But it's not, it's a little bit dope, but this is how I think, you know, you can answer that question. Okay. So, for the group, though, that says that Shnayim Mikra is not a replacement of Kriyas HaTorah, it's in tandem with Kriyas HaTorah. So what are some different perspectives? How are we going to understand why they think it exists? So, in this, I think we have two main views. And then I want to talk about the Rambam's view, which is, I think, a totally different mahal. But just to give the two other views, which are very, I think, important to know, and maybe even well-known, maybe you've heard these before, is the following hakira. One idea, one understanding, or sorry, let me do it as this, like this way. What would you say in a case or a question of, do you have to do Shnayim Mikra for Yantif? Do you have to do Shnayim Mikra for Yantif? Right, let's say Yantif is on a Wednesday, we're going to lay in Kol HaBachor. Do you have to do Shnayim Mikra for Kol HaBachor? Yeah. Oh. Exactly. So the Truma Sadashin had this exact question. And there's also basically that quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, what is the purpose of Shnai Mikra? Exactly as Eitan said. Esher Shitam Shechayv Lahashlim, Kidei Shia Rogel B'masha Tzibur Koren. It's a way to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah. You don't want to come into to Kriyas HaTorah and be like, oh my God, what parsha is it? What's happening? This is so confusing. So you want to prepare yourself. You want to have the best tools available in order to make sure that you know what's going on. So that's one opinion. So if that's true, like Eitan said, so of course on a Yontif, I'm going to have to make sure to prepare so that I know what we're laning. I don't want to get to laning and say, oh my God, what's the part that we're going to lane on this Yontif? But there's another understanding of the Chiyuv for Shnayim Mikra, which is the Levush, who says, why do we do Shnayim Mikra? How do you explain this Gemara? He uses the words, Kidei Shia Baki B'Torah. So that you could learn Torah. This is like, it's the first Daf Yomi, basically. Chazal's Daf Yomi. They said, you know what? Maybe, I don't know, seven aliyahs, you know, every it's perfect. Every week you could do Shnayim Mikra, and you'll learn the entire Chumash throughout every year, and you'll be really holding in the entire Torah, you know, Torah Shebuch Tzav, of Amitya Chumshi Torah, that's really important. So this is their first curriculum. And if that's the case, would you have to do it for, what do you think? Would you have to do it for Yontif? Would you have to do Shnayim Mikra for Yontif? Seemingly not, because this is what the Truma Sadashin says, because you're already gonna do, let's say, we're laning a parsha on Yontif, we're already gonna lane that parsha at a different point in the year, so you're already gonna be a buff, you already know it. The point is not to know what we're laning that week, it's to just read the Chumash throughout the year, basically. Yeah. Why does it matter what part that is? You're right. That's why I think there's a curriculum. Right. Like, yeah. Right. There's an order. But, connect. Right now, so connected to that. So, there's another important machlokas that I think is exactly touching on that question and might relate to your answer, which is, when do you have to finish Shnayim Mikra by? There's a lot of different shitas, by Shabbos morning, by Shabbos lunch, by Shabbos mincha, but there's some who say by Simchas Torah. So what's the machlokas? Exactly. So if it's to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah, so then it doesn't help me if I prepare for Kriyas HaTorah after I hear it. So maybe I have to finish before Kriyas HaTorah. That's what a lot of opinions say. But if you say, I could do it after Kriyas HaTorah, or especially in the most extreme, by Simchas Torah, which a lot of people say. So then, that's because the whole point is just, Chazal gave me a curriculum, I'll cram for the test. Well, who says it? You know, the test is, you know, so to speak, in the air quotes, the test is the end of the year, the end of the semester on Simchas Torah, when we finish the Torah. As long as I finish it before then, no one cares when I get my work done. I'll finish it, I'll do all, I think, I don't remember who. I heard there was someone, I don't remember who, maybe someone else will know, who did, he would stay up for an entire night and just do the entire Chumash in one shot. Because he didn't do Shnayim Mikra throughout the year, he just did it one night. But, I don't remember who it was. I think it was a girl, though, I don't remember who. I don't know.
Just stayed up all night.
That's so crazy. Okay, either way, so again, just to review, so we have the Ravan, who says, how do you answer this question implicit in the Gemara? You're right, there's only one din of Kriyas HaTorah, but if you can't get it, so then we make it up, the Yashlim, the Yitashlumen with Shnayim Mikra. And you have this other group, you have the Levush, and you have the Beis Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, saying, no, there's other reasons for Shnayim Mikra that are different than the regular Kriyas HaTorah. Right, either to prepare you for the Kriyas HaTorah, right, so they go really well together. You have the preparation, and then you have the actual Kriyas HaTorah. Or you have like the Kriyas HaTorah, which is, you know, reading the Torah in shul, and then you have like this curriculum of Limud HaTorah, which is a totally different thing. However, I think there is a different view, and I think that's the view of the Rambam. To highlight that view, though, I want to key in on the Lashon of the Meiri. So the Meiri says, why do you have Shnayim Mikra? And he says, Al Haderech She Adam Kora Osam But Sibor Before Shabbos The Shabbos My Mitzvah Echad Bar. You must read that again. He says, "Take nu chachamim. What's the takana chachamim of Shnai Mikra? She adam maslin parsi osa v'beiso. He has to do the kriyas haTorah. He has to be maslin the parsha in his house. Al haderech she adam kora osam betzibur. Al haderech in the same way that they do in the shul with the entire congregation. So that's a very weird formulation." The bias, you have to do al haderech, but they do betzibur. It sounds like there's two sort of kriyas haTorahs. One that's like the bias, which is meant to pattern what they do in the tzibur in shul. So what does that mean? How do we understand? So I think if you look at the Rambam, in a few different places, it gives us some hints for this. Because there are a few confusing points in the Rambam. So number one, this is a really important methodology, which is the Rambam. The Rambam is a Rishon. A lot of people forget, because he's writing out on Halacha. But he's also taking a stance on many sugyas. So it's not just important to know what the Rambam says, it's also important to see how he says it and how he formulates it. A lot of times, a lot of shiurim will focus on the shita of the Rambam. It's a weird shita, or this shita of the Rambam disagrees with the Rashi. But also, there's very subtle hints where the Rambam it'll sound like he quotes the Gemara verbatim, but he'll change a word. And because he's a Rishon, that means he's taking this very subtle perspective on the Gemara. He's not saying it with flashing lights, but because he just thinks that's how you're supposed to read the Gemara. So a lot of times, if you look very carefully, it comes up all over the place, where if you look very carefully, the Rambam changes the words of the Gemara. The gears are important. That's why it's good to have a good gear. But that's why it's also, the Rambam wrote this in Hebrew, which is great. Perashat Mishnayos, Sefer Mitzvos, those were not written in Hebrew, they were written in Arabic. The Rambam was from Spain. But Mishnah Torah, he was very careful to write in Hebrew. He wrote it over many, 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 many years. And so, of course, there's different toasts, but, they do a good job, and Frankel and others, of giving you all the different options. So the Gemara says, going back to the Gemara in Brachos, it says, Lo'olam yashlim adam parti otav lim hasibur. But if you look at the Rambam, so number one, he added, So he adds that to disagree with the Ravan, but he also changes the word subtly. What was the word here? Right? What is the Ravan here? Chayav Likros. So what's the difference between Maslin and Likros? So we're going to... Very good. The truck? Interesting. Okay. Maybe that's the Aladdin thing. If you take that all together, you could definitely mean that. I do not deny that as a possibility. But there's also another thing in the Rambam that I think is super simple and very telling. Let me back up a second. This is more well known. It's very important where the Rambam also puts a halacha, because again, he's a Rishon, he's trying to take all Rishon and have to take a stance on the Gemara, because Gemaras can be interpreted in multiple ways, they have to interpret it according to the way that they think it best fits with the rest of Shas. So, it's not just, the Rambam put it here, the Rambam put it there. The point is, by putting it somewhere, the Rambam is categorizing it is giving us his insight as to how he views that Gemara. Where does it belong? So where would you have expected the halachos of Shnayim Mikra to be? Or what possibilities could there have been? Yeah, Hilchos Talmud Torah. Yeah, right? In the Hilchos Talmud Torah would make a lot of sense. Right? But he doesn't put it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He puts it in Hilchos Tefillah. But where in Hilchos Tefillah? In Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Which seems to make the question even stronger, though. Is this just another Kriyas HaTorah? What's the point? And he changes it from Yashlin to Likros? It sounds like he's just strengthening the question. Are you just having two Kriyas HaTorah? What is the point of Shnayim Mikra according to the Rambam? So I think you have to back up a little bit and figure out what's the point of Kriyas HaTorah in general for the Rambam. Because in order to figure out what Shnayim Mikra means, we have to figure out what Kriyas HaTorah means for the Rambam. So, does anyone know the source for Kriyas HaTorah in Tzibor? It's a Gemara that quotes the pasuk as like an asmachta, I guess. It's a takana derabana. Yeah, exactly. So there's a question: who made the takana first? There's a question of whether Ezra made it or whether Moshe made the takana. So this is a Gemara in Baba Kama on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that v'shiyu koren b'sheni b'chamishi. So Ezra was mitakin. But the Gemara says, "Oh, v'hama ikara havi mitakna." There's already a takana earlier. So how do we know it was a takana earlier? Titania. The yelchu shlochus yamid b'midbar v'lo masim lai. So the pasuk teaches us that the Jews were wandering throughout the desert for 3 days. They didn't have any water. So Dorshe Rishumos Amru, whoever these Dorshe Rishumos are, so it sounds like maybe Moshe. Here it says the Rashi says the Mikraos, the readers. So Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Just the Dorshe Rishumos is just the Darshanim say what's Mayim? Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So when the pasuk says V'yelchu Shlochus Yam the Midbar V'lo Matzu Mayim, it means V'lo Matzu Torah. So that's the proof that Torah is equivalent to Mayim. So came to help with Moses Yom below Torah Milu. So that's because they went for 3 days without Torah after Milu, they were going crazy. So Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem, so the Neviim amongst them, Moshe and Aaron, got up. V'tignu lahem Shiachkoin b'Shabbos. So they said, we'll make a Tachana. They should read the Torah on Shabbos. Umasikin be'echad Shabbos, v'korin b'sheni, umasikin shlishi v'ravidi, v'korin b'chamishi, umasikin erev Shabbos. Why? Kedisha le'yalinu give yom below Torah. So you see, every 3 days we have Kriyas HaTorah to make sure we don't go crazy, that we're not in the loop, that you go insane from not having Torah for that many days. So this is the reason for Kriyas HaTorah. So once again, you look in the Rambam, he does something very confusing. So he adds a few words. In Perek Beis Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Shiyah Koren B'Torah, says the Rambam, he adds the word, B'Rabim, B'Shabbos, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi B'Shacharis. And then the Rambam says, why? Why do we do this? Kidei Shelo Yishahu Shloshi Yamin, below Shmias Torah. So the Rambam adds the word Shmias Torah. Because you shouldn't go 3 days without hearing Torah. Right? It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. It makes sense why the Rambam interpreted it that way. But the Rambam certainly added that. So he adds the word Rabin and the word Shmia. Does anyone, this might be a little bit of an unfair question, because I know the answer already, but does anybody know what is like, or maybe I'll ask it this way to make it easier. What is the quintessential example of Kriyas HaTorah, Shmias Kriyas HaTorah, B'Rabim? Okay, Zafot, no, so that's a Kriya Doraisa. Hakel, right? So Hakel is also Midoraisa. And that seems to be the greatest example of Kriyas HaTorah Betzibur. And in fact, so the Makur for Hakel comes in Parshas Vayelech. So coming up in a few weeks, it says Hakel es ha'am ha'anashim v'hanashim v'hataf v'gercha asher b'sharecha. And what is the word the pasuk uses? L'man yishma'u, that you should hear the Torah. U'l'man yilmadu, and you'll learn the Torah. V'yaru es Hashem elokeichem v'shamru lasos es kol devar ha'Torah hazos. So it sounds like the purpose of Hakel, according to the pasuk, is to have this sort of experience of hearing the Torah in order to gain a semblance of Yiras Shemayim and Shmira of Kol HaTorah Kula. And in fact, the Rambam, when he talks about Hakel, he says, and this is in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mitzvos Aseh LaHakel Kol Yisrael, Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf, V'Chol Motzei Shmita, V'Alosem L'Regel, Likros V'Oznehem Min HaTorah, Parshios Shehin Mizarzos Osan B'Mitzvos U'Mechaskos Yedeyem B'Das Ha'emes. It's meant to give them chizuk in the Das Ha'emes, in Judaism, to make them have this every few years, this unbelievable experience of coming together to hear the Torah. And the Rambam says, continuing in Hilchos Chagiga, this is in Perek Gimel again, Halacha Vav. So what if you don't understand the Torah? What if you don't know what the makra is saying? So v'gerim she'inam makira. So if you still have to come, if you're not going to understand what's happening, he says chayavin lahachem libam u'lahakshiv oznam lishmoa. So again, the word lishmoa, be'ema, v'yira, v'gila, v'ra'ada. Where do those words come up? Gila v'ra'ada. Kiyom she'nivbo b'sinai. The Rambam draws a direct parallel from Hakel to Har Sinai. So what does that mean? Yeah. I don't think there's a material in that Hakel. Yeah, but we're talking about Hakel. Oh, that was about Hakel. Hilchos Chagiga is about Hakel. So it sounds like, and Rachel, this is also speaking of Shnei Mikra, that there's an element of, you just have this like a Yiras Shamayim that you get from it's like seeing Birchas Kohanim at the Kotel. Even if you're not doing it, or you're not even hearing what they're saying, just seeing something can be very awe-inspiring in a Makom Kedusha. And the Rambam directly links it to Har Sinai. And in Hilchos Tefillah, once again, in Perek Yud Beis, where he talks about the regular Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam says, so this is Halakha Perek Yud Beis Halakha Yud Aleph. So Ein HaKorah Rashai LaHagbiya Kolo Yosem in the Targumon, Noli Agbiya Matarga and Kolo Yosem in HaKorah. So he's talking about who should be louder, the Targumon or the Korah HaTorah. We have a Targum, Rasha LaTargum, Achi Yechala HaPasuk, V'Pi HaKorah. Okay, so Ve'ena Matargum and Neshon, Lo Lamod V'Lo L'Korah, Ella Omed V'Yira Ve'ema. So he says that the way a person should read the Torah is not like, lackadaisically. You should do it be'ema uveyira. So I think what you see from here is that Kriyas HaTorah, the quintessential Kriyas HaTorah of Hakel, is meant to pattern this experience of Har Sinai. And the regular Kriyas HaTorah that we have in the shul is meant to really pattern that experience of Hakel every week. It's not meant to be, so you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, right? What does the Rambam say? It's the Shemiya. Just like the Shemiya of Hakel is meant to inspire within us Yiras Shamayim for the Das HaEmes, the same is true. The Shemiya of the Torah every 3 days is meant to have a similar effect. And so that is the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, according to the Rambam. That's why he adds the word Shmiya to the Gemara and Bava Kamma, and the word Birabin, right? Because it's not just, reading the Torah every 3 days, right? Because what if I'm in Yeshiva? I'm learning every day. That's not the point. The point is to have this Birabin, to pattern Takel. That's why even the person reading the Torah has to read the Ema, the Yira, which are, again, words mimicking what the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Hagiga. So if that's the case, getting back to Shnayim Mitra, why does the Rambam put Shnayim Mitra in the Halachos, in the very end of the Halachos about Kriyas HaTorah, Parak Yud Gimel, which also deals with Kriyas HaTorah? And why does he emphasize Afal Pisha Adam Shemeh Kol Tarkuah B'Kol Shnaso B'Tzibor Chayev Likros La'atzmo, right, instead of saying Yashrim? Why does the Rambam do all this? I think that the answer is that according to the Rambam, there's the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibor, and then there's the Kriyas HaTorah, so to speak, of the Yachid. And that's what the purpose of Shnayim Mikra is. That, of course, it helps with the curriculum, it helps us have an understanding of Torah, and certainly it helps us be prepared for the Torah that we lay in every week in shul. But more than that, it's Chayav Likros La'atzmo. It's just something that's supposed to penetrate you every week and impact you and really connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on an individual level. And so, Af Al Pi, that you're Shomeya Kol HaTorah B'chol Shnaso B'tzibor, still Chayav, not just Yashlim, not just learning it, not just finishing it. It's not about the finishing. It's about the Likros. It's about the impact that it's going to have on you. It's about the effect that comes from being Korea B'Torah every week. And a raya for this is in, hold on one second, the Maharal in Nesiv HaAvodah Parak Yud Gimel, and also the Prima Gadim in Orach Chaim, Simen Reish Pehe. So I'll just read the Prima Gadim Lashon. He says, Hatam Shechaybu Chazal Chayim Nikar V'Echa Targum. He says, Keneged Sinai V'Ohel Moed. What's the purpose of Shnayim Mikra? It's directly connected to Har Sinai and the Ohel Moed. U'mishna Torah Haya Be'er Hezim. Is that hard? Right? What happened? Moshe came down from Har Sinai. The Torah was given, really, the Torah was given in three different parts. It was given at Har Sinai. That was like the greatest experience. Then again in the Ohel Moed. And then again, Ma'ivah the Yarden, right before the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael. And that time, the prophet says, Moshe gave it Be'er Hezim. Right before they went into Eretz Yisrael, Be'er Hezim. And Rashi says there, with a targum. He explained it to them. So that's why we do Shnayim and make of that a party for the period of it. Because you have this Har Sinai, you have Ohel Moed, and that's just the Mikra, and then you have the Targum, which was Eidel Yarden. And so you see that our individual Shnayim Mikra is meant to pattern the Sibor receiving the Torah at Har Sinai, and Ohel Moed, and before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what the Maharal said as well. Yesh lomar kol matzinu shahatorah nitna b'har Sinai v'nishnes b'ohel moed v'nishtal shalom b'arvos moav u'b'arvos moav hayavir hatorah k'dilsiv kol moshe b'er es hatorah p'irish rafizal b'shivim lashon. So you see, I think this is a raya berura for our idea. And if that wasn't enough, as the point would say, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'nira dehashmiya v'Torah, hashmiya v'halimud, kimos she'omrim b'birchas ahava, l'shmoa l'ilmod. V'nira hashmiya hi b'shabbos, m'sefer Torah, sheira, k'suva k'das u'k'halacha, u'lachim yilmod mikodem b'chumesh, yala b'kodesh l'shmoa m'sefer Torah." So I think, again, you see, I think that sounds a little bit more, like the preparation idea, but I think the lishonos he's using of, the shmiya and the impact it has, really indicate this idea. If you want to go one step further with this, I think you could even say that this is exactly what Torah is all about in general. The combination of Yachid and Sibor, and the duality of both as a necessity. On the one hand, we have the nation, we have the conglomerate, the corporate Klal Yisrael as an entity, but then we also have the individual, which can never be ignored. And on both levels, you need to suffuse yourself or the tzibur with this Shmia HaTorah, in order to inspire, to be mechazik, to uplift, and to transform, the Yiras Shemayim, the Avas Hashem, within us. And, in fact, this is, a little bit of a idea built off of that. So Chazal tell us that, the Luchos Rishonos didn't last, but the Luchos Shnios lasted. So why is that true? Because the Luchos Rishonos were given the Eish and, Lahava, and there was a whole chanting. But the Luchos Shnios were given the Tzina, individual, silent. And that's why they lasted, because something, B'tznius, could really have more of an impact. And so maybe that's true as well, that, not just that you have individual and Sibur, which are both important, but that you need the fanfare, but the fanfare ultimately doesn't last. And if you only have Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, it doesn't necessarily have lasting impact, long term. That's why you need the Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum of the Yachid. Says Ramam, Likros La'atim, that, you need that lasting impact. And, I think just, an interesting, point to finish with, is that, this is like a, take this or leave this, the Balaturim, so, the Balaturim Alachumish is a very, it's not so well known, and a lot of times he has gematrias or Rashi tables of things. It's Ramazim. The Mishnah says like gematrias parparos l'chachma. So these are the parparos l'chachma. They're nice ideas. They could give insight, but they're definitely not like Iker. But I think they could really hint at broad themes. So at the beginning of Shmos, the Baal Turim says the Elof Shmos B'nei Yisrael. And he says, what is Rashi Tevos Elah Shemos B'nei Yisrael? So the first word is Vav, the Sesh of the Elah, then Shin of Shemos, Bez of B'nei, and Yisrael of Yud. He says it's a hint to Shnayim, sorry, so he says, Lomar Has, Rashi Tevos V'Adam Asher Lomar Haseder Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum V'Kol Na'im Yasher Yechya Shnayim Rabos Aruchim La'olam. Sorry, that's Shmos. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Not the Baal Tashin Bez and Yud. My apologies. Shmos. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So, why? I think just to put this all together, what he's saying is, on the one hand, you have the Eilat Shmos. The Eilat Shmos is the beginning of Klal Yisrael. That's the 70 people who eventually become the nation of Klal Yisrael. That's who entered Egypt, and that's the children of which are going to leave and eventually hear the Torah given at Har Sinai, and that's where, we find the Rashi Tevos, Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, to kind of combine the two, in this way. And, so hopefully this gives us, some insight into Shnayim Mikra. It helps us understand, how Lamdas could come from the Gemara, not just someone sitting in a room, and it could show us how, really delving into the topic could give us a better understanding of what we're doing, hopefully.